In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't be a dick.
I'm not.
Why would you leave money on the table?
You shouldn't. I always say don't leave money on a table, even if it's on an actual table.
No, but here's the thing. Even if you're not using this stuff to sell, if you can use it, if this is functional for you,
hey,
go
man,
get it.
Don't turn your nose up. Don't think you're better than the next guy.
In an effort to try and help out a coworker, I think I may have actually started a legitimate fight between two people. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. By the way, programming note. The Bills play Monday Night Football.
Oh, boy.
This coming Monday, 7 p.m. slot, which is very, very nice.
Yeah.
Against the Atlanta Falcons, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Because of Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever day you're celebrating,
yeah.
We know a lot of people will be off, and we want to make sure everybody gets the football coverage. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing Football Friday tomorrow.
Normal style.
Yeah, you got it. Tommy will be making his picks. Tommy tells it like it is just after 7:45. And around this time, we'll have from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Okay.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
To recap those picks. And very exciting news. And this has been demanded by listeners for years now, and it's finally happening.
What happened?
If you want to watch the game live,
yeah,
you can go do that at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with Ryan Duffy.
But he's going to be there.
Ryan will be. Live at Bill Gray's
doing
in Chi-Lai.
Not prizes, in costume.
Yeah, no. Like,
at least we don't think.
No, as far as we. I think he'll be in his kick-ass denim jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll be there. Delicious food. Whatever's left.
And meet Ryan.
Yeah. No, like, it does bother me that this many people asked
for
it.
Where's Ryan?
We had
Ryan
to,
coming?
They forced our hand that Ryan will
very
be back.
Very cool.
He almost put that Bill Gray's out of business. When we were kids.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're out of hamburgers. So go watch Ryan eat all the hamburgers. Monday night against the Falcons, 7 o'clock with your friends at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai on CMF. All right, so yesterday, I'm doing my lap around the building outside.
Yeah. You like to go and chit-chat.
Well, get my steps in.
Yeah.
Outside. So as I'm walking outside, I see by our dumpster behind the building,
There
are three end tables made out of wood that somebody
sturdy
in the neighborhood.
Sturdy-looking end table.
They were really nice-looking
end tables.
Well,
they're probably just cleaning out an office.
Yeah, whatever it was. So I see these.
You see the junk.
I remember that TJ, who works down at the country station, she has a side hustle where she will take...
She flips furniture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, takes things that she finds in people's garbage.
She creates art. She's actually very talented.
Unbelievably
talented.
Look
at her stuff.
Unbelievably talented. Why are you laughing?
It's...
What?
This is something that your wife would pay a lot of money for. You probably have something like it in your house.
Oh,
you just
wow.
don't know.
She makes a lot of money doing this.
Oh,
and
I
she
could tell.
She's very, very good at what she does.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so knowing.
All right, so she picks garbage up.
Knowing that TJ would be interested, Kimmy, in these end tables.
Come check it out. See if it's something you're interested in.
So what happened?
So I walk by the B studio. I poke my head and I go, hey, TJ. I tell her about the end tables outside. I go, all of a sudden, Hope, her co-host, gets all excited too. She's like, what do they look like? And I'm like, well.
Was it American Pickers breakout?
So both of them sprint out to the dumpster.
To go fight the raccoons for the furniture?
So we got to go back on the air. I go back in here.
So they both leave because she does it too?
Now, I don't know about Hope. I just know what I saw. She runs out there. So after the show, I poke my head back in the B studio to see if TJ grabbed him. And it seems tense in the room.
What happened?
I get the impression that Hope and TJ were fighting over who got to take the end tables home.
First.
Wait, they're fighting over junk.
Well, I mean, it wasn't junk. They were good end tables.
Yeah, the best furniture is always placed next to the dumpster. Okay, so now You've created this tense moment over garbage.
I feel like they're mad at each other, Kimmy, and it might be my fault.
So who got the furniture?
I don't know. I don't know. Because, like, the furniture was waiting in our lobby overnight.
Yeah, so somebody brought it in.
It was stacked up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's because they were trying to figure out who takes it. If they're, I have no idea. But, like, even this morning, it was a little bit tense in the room, Kimmy. And did I make a mistake?
Yeah.
You're not Kimmy.
Well, I mean, you did intend to tell one person about this.
I didn't think that Hope would want them.
Yeah. So I wouldn't put that on you. You didn't know you were creating demand.
You could just mind your own business.
Well, I mean, but if TJ can make a couple $100, why would I not give her the heads up?
She ain't making no $100 of it.
She does.
What the hell is she going to do with that stuff?
She paints it.
She sands it down, paints it, creates like this. Like I said, she hand paints beautiful things on it. I don't know how to describe it.
She's great. Yeah. Like, I'm
telling
really
you, man. Talented.
Like, I am in awe of what she's able to do. I wish I had that ability.
Yeah.
I mean, what does she paint on there? Like, eagles and goddamn, you know, lions?
Yeah, that's what her business is called. It's called Eagles and Goddamn Lions.
Oh, my.
TJ's Furniture.
I'm not going down to the furniture store. Well, there's plenty of good pickings out behind the dumpster.
Okay.
There is a huge, it's a cutthroat furniture flipping thing. Like, I used to live in an apartment building where a lot of businesses and apartments, as people were moving in and out, would leave old furniture and stuff by the dumpster. And, like, people would be lined up to take this stuff. And
there'd
if it was first come, first serve.
All right. Kimmy, I'm with you. But he's like a dog on a chain right now. Yeah. So let's let him loose. What is the problem?
It's not a good look.
Why is it not a good
look? You're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
The B is a legendary radio station.
Yeah.
You have one of the most coveted seats in this town as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And you're rooting around a dumpster for like.
They weren't in the dumpster. They were next to the dumpster.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
She didn't hop in the dumpster and take it out.
Let's say you knew they were. She would have gone into that dumpster.
I don't know.
You know she poked her head and sees there's a good pickings in it.
If she went to the dumpster, I wouldn't judge her for it. If there's a couple
hundred
bucks.
If I walk by and I see one of my coworkers in a dumpster, I go, man, how bad we going?
If you can make a couple $100, you're stupid
you
not to do that.
You are dumb not to get in that dumpster.
Okay.
All right.
Even the cheapest of furniture now costs a fortune.
Oh, my God.
And it's
there's
not made
discount
the same
furniture
way.
Places. That IKEA.
It still costs a fortune. And I gotta spend $200 to put an end table together by myself when I can just go grab one for free.
I am not going
to
assemble someone. I can just go head first into people's garbage.
Yes.
Give me quality furniture.
Yes.
It's American-made furniture.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I ask the listeners, not you.
I understand.
What is appropriate to take out of the trash and bring home? You're not going to judge this person if you see them grabbing this, because I would argue any wood furniture is 100% appropriate to grab out of a garbage can, out of a dumpster, next to a side of a house, and take it home. It can be cleaned easily. You can sand that sucker down. You can paint it, and all of a sudden you have a brand new piece of furniture.
You'd be surprised that sometimes you don't even have to do that, because people just don't want to move it, so they will put a perfectly good piece of furniture by the curb. Like, I don't want to deal with this, so somebody else take it.
You got to load it into your car.
You would have to do that if you bought it at the store.
Right.
But I'm not loading it from the back of a non-furniture business.
What's the difference? Either way, you got to pick
sad.
It up and get it somewhere.
Yeah, I tell you what, you look broke and cheap. You look busted.
I always have almost, not FOMO, but I feel like if I pass something and I think it's trash and all of a sudden like somebody runs to go get it, I'm like, oh crap, did I miss something? Like, was that a score that I just walked by?
It's a score.
And I didn't know the value of what I was looking at. Because, like, you are somebody that throws away everything.
Thank you.
The amount of things that you've tossed that we're like, wait, you threw that away? It absolutely kills us.
No, you threw.
Baseball cards.
Thank you. The Nintendo systems and all those video games that he chucked out.
Get rid of it, man.
Okay, man. Yeah, it's so funny.
Refurbish.
Like, you don't need the money. You are so busted. You're buying $12 Amazon tracksuits, and you're sitting here.
You know what I have? My dignity.
No, you don't.
There
is a mug that exists of you naked standing next to Brother Weez. You've done multiple drag shows. What dignity do you have? I've seen your set. I've heard your closer. You have no dignity.
But yeah, but besides that, what do you got? If I see somebody digging around in there, man, I go, come on. Come on, honey. Don't be doing that to yourself.
252-WCMF. What is appropriate to take out of the trash?
I guess anything.
Bring home? Well, no, there are some things that I would argue, Kimmy, leather furniture, you can also take out of the trash. You can wipe down the leather, make it okay, treat it.
Yeah.
It's not like fabric where there's going to be like stuff living in it. And leather stuff is super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you see a nice broken-in leather recliner on the side of the road, that sucker's going to my man cave, man. That's mine now.
Yeah, so what about, like, electronics?
Very expensive.
I guess you know what you're doing.
Flat-screen TV.
Well, no, there are, to Kimmy's point, there are guys that know electronicals, and they'll bring it home and use it for other stuff.
Okay.
The thing that sucks about that is, like, if it gets caught in the rain, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it doesn't sit out for long.
But, like, you threw, like you said, you threw away an entire vintage Nintendo NES system. That would have been perfectly fine. That sells for what? Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars. Throw it out.
All the video games, you chucked them.
Like, yeah.
Like an idiot.
What about stuff you cook with? Because that's other stuff
microwave.
That I've seen people toss. Again, maybe because they don't want to move it or they don't, yeah, they just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Silverware.
They got a new set, so they just throw it out there.
Okay, let's
you
break.
You can wash down silverware.
Right,
I mean, you
it.
Can tell if it's clean.
I don't know if I want to take silverware.
Why? Just wash it down, scrub it up. Let me tell you something.
Like, I'm thinking,
Pat, take all that mung off that floor.
Mung?
Mung off the floor.
You got fungus on there?
A set of pots and pans.
Okay, I would argue any cast iron stuff.
Yeah.
That people, that's going to be taken. I would also, like, specific things, like Corning glassware that they don't make anymore.
Right.
Right, that old stuff. That stuff flies out of thrift stores. If you see that on the side of the road, you're taking that. Mm. I think that's appropriate. You can clean that out.
Okay.
Don't be a smug dick.
I am a smug dick.
No, I just...
Kind of my thing.
There's nothing old that you appreciate that when you see it, you're like, oh, man, I haven't seen one of those in forever.
Old co-host, maybe? I don't know.
Folks.
No, but I'm really shocked.
Jokes like that, you got to start having to steal furniture.
See, I do
resell
that
it.
With, like, old CMF stuff. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that that existed.
Well, but I have a personal connection to that.
Yeah, which I would think you would be more interested in.
Like, I'm shocked, like, Hope's a younger person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked she's doing this.
Why?
Oh, no, it makes perfectly perfect sense.
Makes perfectly sense.
It makes perfect sense that she would
all right.
Be looking for that kind of stuff.
Why?
I thought she was cool.
Because we talk about furniture that you buy now that you're looking for it cheaper. And yeah, it may work for a little while, but it's not built the same.
It's sturdy stuff.
No, she's absolutely
good, sturdy Chinese furniture.
Usually not made of pure wood. It's usually like plastic.
So there isn't much outside of, like, rancid food, I guess, you could take. Electronics get wet.
I don't think I'm taking clothes. I think those I'm leaving.
Why? You like to go to that goddamn thrift store.
Well, yeah,
well,
but
I wonder why it's at the dumpster and not donated. You know
yeah,
what I
mean? Exactly.
Yeah, like, there are ways you can donate clothes, and I trust that, but if it's sitting by a dumpster in a bag.
Did 10 people die in these 10 shirts? 252 WCMF. Yesterday, trying to do a coworker a solid, TJ down in the country station, she has this side hustle where she grabs furniture that people are getting rid of, sands it down, paints it, creates these art pieces, and people spend a fortune buying them from her. So I was outside next to the dumpster behind our building. There are these three really nice wooden end tables. So I come in and I tell her, hey, if you're interested, they're back there. Hope, her co-host, goes, where are they? They both run out to the dumpster. I go back after the show to see if she grabbed them. It's tense in the room. I can feel the tension.
Yeah.
The tables are sitting in the lobby. This morning I go back in, still tense. And
so
who
scored the table?
I still don't know, and I don't want to ask because I feel like I've started a problem, and I don't want to like fire up the
Maybe
argument.
They got one apiece.
There was three.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I should have went to TJ because that's her business, and she's trying to feed her babies.
Okay, but also, I mean, Hope's a younger kid, right?
I mean, she got it.
She can use it.
She's out partying every night. She's all over the internet. Every night she's at some other... Like, speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
She's all over the internet, Pat.
She is.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Danny writes, any bicycle is a good idea to grab and fix up or use for parts for other bikes. That's a great call.
All right, bicycle, would you like lawn equipment? I guess anything like that?
Well, I mean, again, that's got like a motor in it. So if you leave a lawnmower out in the rain for a couple of days, does it work?
Okay, yeah, it is.
Well, no, but we have heard stories of guys.
What about tools?
Do people throw tools away?
But if you saw them.
I've never seen anyone throw tools away.
Well, tools are very expensive.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but the bicycle thing that Danny brings up here, he's right. Have you seen what bicycles cost now?
No.
It's obscene. It is obscene.
Like a regular-ass bike?
Yes, straight up. Like, I lucked out and I got the bike that I have from Walmart for $100 before COVID. Everything after COVID, bicycles were just like to the moon.
Wow.
So, I'm grabbing any bicycle I see in the garbage.
All right. What about like a ladder? Quality ladder.
I would wonder again why it's out there.
Yeah.
No, you
could hurt
up.
Yourself on something like
She's
that.
She's sturdy.
Yeah.
She'll hold. Well, does she?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
She's got sturdy legs.
I don't think I'm taking a ladder. I'm with Kimmy. I'm worried why the ladder's there.
All right.
Unless I know somebody just died in that house and they're just getting rid of everything.
Now, what if you saw one out here, though? Like a construction ladder. A guy just left it and there it says, Those construction lighters are expensive. Those are hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, but then I don't want to like steal it. Maybe he's leaving it there to use it tomorrow, okay. And I've stolen his ladder, right? All right, how about whose garbage can you take from? Because it's one thing to grab it from like where you work.
Yeah.
It's one thing to grab it driving down the road in a street you don't live on. Is it wrong to have the balls to grab something out of your neighbor's garbage?
So that happened to me when I put my grill. Remember I pushed my old grill down there?
Yeah.
And the neighbor, two doors down, wheeled it down, and it sat there, man. And it was not in good shape. And I thought that was like, that's a busted-ass move.
Well, man. Somebody may have been able to fix that grill up, and now they got a free grill.
I can feed my children.
Well, yes.
On this grill.
Have you looked at the price of grills?
They're not grill. You can get grills pretty good price.
Oh, like for example?
You could go down to Lowe's, probably get a really nice grill for under $300.
That's a lot of money, you dick. Or I could get it for free.
I can feed my babies. They're all hungry. One needs a hugging and one needs a spanking, and one's on the way.
Tasha writes us on Instagram.
Tasha.
Duffy at WCMF. She says, I've seen a lot of toys like dollhouses and outdoor things, kids' kitchens that seem to get picked up a lot on the side of the road. Those like play, school.
Hey, you better wash that stuff good, man.
If they're made out of plastic, it's easy.
You got a hose and scrub.
Well, yeah, but then again, like those play kitchens, for example, that she brings up, are like, you've seen the houses.
Yeah. It's like a little, yeah.
Yeah. Like those things cost like $400 or $500.
Oh.
If I can grab it for free.
All right.
Clean it up. That's a great toy for a kid.
Yeah. Hobo kid.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you got?
I'm just laughing because everything I've got in my house came off Craigslist free stuff or off a curb, except for my 60-inch Sony.
No big deal. So you're familiar with Craigslist free, Tommy?
It's free?
So it's people post these things they don't want anymore. It's free. You just have to come get
it. Okay.
Hey, listen, I lived in the city. I'm out in Hill now. My old lady got me started. We went to Aldi's one day. She goes, I got to pee. I said, I don't know if they got a bathroom. She comes out from behind the dumpster with a whole frozen chicken, arms full of vegetables, and tomatoes and potatoes and all this. I'm like, where did you get that? She's like, out of the dumpster.
Oh, okay.
I used to stop every day after work when she was alive because she'd yell at me if I didn't. I'd bring stuff home.
Wait, so she was grabbing food out of the dumpster?
Dude, the chicken was still frozen. Tastes of frozen cold cuts. 3 days before they expire. I mean, I don't mess with it in the summer, but she'd make me stop because I work near one. So every day I'd drive home by the one in Brockport until they yelled at me one day and said, get out of there. And I'm like, all right. But I mean, 12 packs of pop, one can burst. They just throw stuff away that makes no sense.
All right, Bill.
My couch, my love seat, free.
All right. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right.
Yeah.
Look, you have to admit,
yeah.
Having worked in the grocery business, as have I.
Yeah.
They throw away a lot of really good food.
They do.
So I've seen like they've been trying to stop people from doing this.
Yeah, because
it's become so, I don't want to call it popular, but once people found out you could do it, people were seeking it out.
They started locking that stuff up so you can't get in.
Well, because there's liability.
Involved. Yeah, no kidding. But it's also could be rancid.
But there has to be a way. There has to be an in-between way to get that good food to people who can actually use that food.
I think they do I know like, some of the companies, they do it with the open door mission.
Yeah, they try, but like not everything can go. And that's still like, you know, thousands of pounds of food just in our community that gets thrown away every day.
I know, it's terrible, Pat.
Antonio writes us on
Instagram.
She's
telling TJ about it. She's got children to feed.
Oh, you should paint that turkey, sell it on Craigslist.
I know Billy Kid's looking a little thin these days.
Antonio writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF. A lot of Italian guys today.
Yeah.
First of all, no one throws tools away. Second, I got a buddy who finds washers and dryers, fixes them, and they're fairly simple machines. Think what you could sell a used washer.
Yeah, but you got to have that skill, man.
He says the best find I've gotten was a nice set of rims and tires for my neighbor down the street. So he had no problem garbage picking his neighbor.
Well, rims can be super expensive. But I wouldn't know what to, if I saw rims, I grabbed them, I would now have a display of rims. Because I don't know what to do with a rim.
You put them on your car, stupid.
I don't know how to put a tire on a rim, do you?
No. But I could take it somewhere.
To who?
Any dealership will put a tire on a rim for you.
I just show up and go, hey, man, I got these rusted-ass rims. Can you put a tire on for
me? Yeah. They have the machine right there. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Do not take food out of the dumpster.
That's a good policy.
Sorry, Bill.
That's a good policy.
Bad move. Yeah. It seems like a Tommy move to take something off the side of the road, polish it up, put a bow on it, and give it to somebody and be like, hey, I brought you this brand new end table. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of surprised at his take on that. But I suppose if he's going to be embarrassed by his neighbor when he can't get something out his front door, he's going to pay top dollar.
Hey, Steve, are you a guy who has no problem going
into
the garbage?
What do you think?
Absolutely. I'll stop and look at something, and if it's in great shape and something that's useful, why not?
Here comes grubby Steve.
I'm not going to grab garbage and, you know, something, but there's a lot of stuff that people do toss that's, you know, still purposeful and could be used for something.
Quality stuff.
Well, most of us have mortgages to pay. We don't have women whose houses we get to go live in. Steve, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, we'll wrap it up with Tina. She writes us on Facebook.
Well, you know every Tina.
Why'd she have to be named Tina?
You know, she's dumpster diving in 6-inch heels. I got my work heels. I got my top heels. I got my going to mass heels. And then I got my dumpster diving.
Well, you know what she does for a living.
Well, she has 3 jobs by the airport, but not actually at the airport, which we have determined pretty good right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she cruises around town.
Oh, in what?
In her late grandfather's Crown Vic that still has a Bush Cheney bumper sticker on.
But when it comes to, like, the clothes that she wears.
They're all either birthday presents or she found them in a dumpster.
And she's big into recreational bar activities.
Yeah. So she actually has a side hustle. She manages 2 different dart leagues, one of which I think TJ is co-captain.
Too far.
Co-captain in dart league.
My favorite joke, and you ruined it.
I got darts at home.
Tina writes us on Facebook.
Rusty-ass darts.
All our outdoor furniture came from other people's garbage. People throw that stuff out every spring when they get new things. You paint it, it's brand new. We have saved thousands of dollars.
So I've been to 2 different radio station events at people's houses where all their outdoor furniture they grabbed from the neighbors, and it looked it.
My wife stole 5 plastic Adirondack chairs from our neighbor.
Those stackers?
Out of the garbage. Is she trash?
No, she's one of the good ones.
Oh, is that what it is, you bitch-ass bitch?
She did not.
And God, actually, I was embarrassed because I didn't want her to do it from our neighbor. Like, the guy, like, knows us.
I even look down at people that have those plastic Adirondack chairs. You don't have the real ones?
I'm not going to spend $400 on an effing chair.
I'm not going to go support the Amish. When I got quality plastic Amish furniture at my house, I'll breastfeed my child on my Amish plastic furniture.
All right, let's take a break.
One's on the way.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is either a terrible thing a teenager did that we will look back on and be like, oh, well, that was teenage angst and anger.
Yeah.
Or this is a sign that this kid's going to be a total disaster.
Oh.
And there is no in between.
Damn.
You're hanging out at the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a teenage kid in Penyan who is in a hell of a lot of trouble
this
morning. So the 16-year-old, according to police, was smoking marijuana back in mid-September. They found the teenager in possession of a disposable vape. I'm assuming if the allegations are true, that's what he was smoking the marijuana on.
Okay.
The police department, the officers that responded, asked him to hand it over.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's where
things went wrong.
Yes. The 16-year-old, according to police, refused. He was then placed under arrest.
Okay.
And as officers tried to detain him, police say the teen struck the officer in the face with a closed fist.
Oh, no.
He allegedly punched a cop. Okay. He was eventually
apparently
taken.
Apparently, you didn't smoke enough of that stuff.
Quite aggressive for a guy who's high.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old was issued an appearance ticket for obstructing governmental administration.
Yep.
And he's got youth court coming up in a little
bit. Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. Teenager punching a cop in the face, allegedly.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. So this kid's life goes one of two ways from this moment.
Okay.
Right? Either this is one of those stories that he tells as a dad with a great job of 30 years, when stories come up about how wild we all were back in the day. Or this is that moment that everyone looks back on after he's had a rough run where you go, yeah, we should have seen this.
Okay.
Which one is it?
Oh, it's not going to go well for him.
So you think that putting your hands on a cop, it's over no matter what?
I just think like how his life moves forward, I don't see him being successful.
You know, it's interesting because you had the opposite argument yesterday when we talked about those kids in Greece that were allegedly firing BB guns out of a car when they were 14 and 15 years old.
Yeah, but this is striking an officer. Like, it's a next.
You struck an officer!
Like, to have that mentality, I think it's different.
Okay. And unless you move out of that town.
Yeah.
Small town, you're right.
I think the small town works against you in these situations.
Valid.
Just because... that's what you're forever going to be known as. Yeah. Even if you do flip things around, you must have a reputation to maintain.
So this is the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I ran into an old teacher that I haven't seen since I graduated high school.
Okay.
High school teacher. And he was saying how he ran into somebody that I also haven't seen since high school, another kid I went to high school with.
Yeah.
So this kid, he did the exact same thing that this kid is accused of doing.
Okay.
It was a marijuana situation. Mm-hmm. He was trying to run. The cop put his hands on him to try and detain him, and he hit the cop in the face. It's the exact same story.
Wow.
I found out yesterday he is a dad of three.
Okay.
With, like, a big-time job, super suburban dad, coaches his kid's soccer team, and never in a million years after what we found out happened would I have thought he'd become that guy.
Okay, so maybe there is hope for this kid.
Like, even at the time, we were all, like, 16, 17 years old, like, and we weren't, like, great kids. We were like, oh, that's bad. Oh,
well, he's in trouble, yeah.
But he, I mean, he's just a regular guy now.
But don't you think he kind of beat the odds a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the odds of allegedly hitting a cop to becoming successful are.
Yeah.
In fact, I know two guys that hit a cop. This guy's, the other guy's a millionaire.
Millionaire.
Legit.
Wow.
Now his family had money, so that helps. But he still hit a cop.
I think it's also, would he hit the cop over? I mean, you just told that story, so I guess that goes against
the
argument.
No, that's what's so weird. It's the exact same story.
But I would just think, like, as a teenager, okay, fine, take it. I'll get another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like an overreaction to the request.
Yeah, but I mean, also, look, I obviously do not hit a police officer. Yeah. Obviously, do not do that. Again, talking about the story out in Penn Yan, 16-year-old kid arrested after police were called on them for smoking marijuana. They asked for the disposable vape that he had. He refused. When police tried to detain him, he allegedly struck the officer in the face with a closed fist. He has been arrested for obstructing governmental administration. Again, don't hit a cop, ever. Yeah. Don't hit anybody, period, right? But it is funny, like, where you draw the line for this kid's life is over.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to be. Guns, BB guns out a window, fine. This situation, no chance he succeeds.
Well, I do think it's tough, too, like, when you live in a small town where there isn't a lot of opportunity. And, you know, it isn't like we talked about 50 years ago where you could have got a job at Kodak and worked your way up the line.
Yeah, good point.
It's tougher out there now. And it's, if you're already behind the eight ball and
it's
God knows what this
caught up, you're saying, if you're already behind.
And God knows what this is going to cause his parents.
Well, I mean, it is family court. It may not be as bad as you think.
They're probably going to go, you have to go get a lawyer.
Do you need a lawyer for family court?
Well, if you're going to try to beat it or try to get the it reduced.
I think you may be overshooting. And again, we all have an idea of what a close fist is. I don't know. Maybe he's got a bad right hook.
So we know guys that their kids have gotten into trouble.
Oh, boy, do we.
And they try to get, like, the documents sealed forever so you never find out.
Yeah.
But they spent thousands and thousands of dollars to try to protect their
kids. Okay, counterpoint, though. Some of the things that we know about those stories, those are like national news kind of things.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it could cost you.
Okay.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.